Jay Burnham runs for re-election to the Skagway Assembly. And an electric fence is installed at the Chilkoot Weir in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Two seats on the Skagway Borough Assembly are up for election this October. Terms are ending for Assembly members Steve Burnham Jr. and Jay Burnham. Both will seek re-election. Skagway resident Roger Griffin is running as a candidate in the election as well. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with Assemblyman Jay Burnham to learn how he got involved in politics and why he's running for Assembly once again.
Burnham was born and raised in Skagway. After high school, he joined the military for 4 years and returned home shortly thereafter. Since then, he hasn't lived anywhere else aside from spending a year in Baghdad in 2005 with the National Guard. Just before the 2015 municipal elections, Gary Hansen's seat on the Assembly opened up, and nobody had filed to run for it. Burnham took the opportunity to get involved.
The last day, no one had put in their name, so I went ahead and put in my name. There were a few issues that were kind of near and dear. One of them being, which I seem to be known for, is wanting to expand the rec center to have an aquatic wellness center in it.
During his time on the Assembly, Burnham has worked to bring the aquatic center proposal before Skagway voters. After a few unsuccessful attempts to get the issue on the ballot, the Assembly recently approved an advisory vote to gauge residents' opinions on the proposed project. The October ballot will pose three questions. Do you support funding of the recreation center expansion? Do you support funding of an expansion to include an aquatic wellness center? And do you support a 1% sales tax increase to fund the design, engineering and expansion, and retirement of general obligation bonds? Burnham said he wants to keep serving on the Assembly because he believes the city is wrestling with some important questions about the future of the port.
I think it's a pretty important time in Skagway's history. In the next few years, a lot of decisions are going to be made on the port. I think that with the lease ending and all kinds of different available options to how to go forward with the port, I just wanted to be part of that decision-making body.
For years, the Assembly has been dealing with difficult negotiations over a Tidelands lease with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Earlier this summer, the railroad and port operator was sold to a joint venture. When asked how he is feeling about the borough's relationship with the new owners, Burnham said things are off to a good start.
I'm looking forward to coming to some sort of an agreement with the new owners. I'm not sure exactly how that agreement will look. I'm excited to hear that they've already applied for permits for putting in a floating component at the ore terminal. So that's good that they're moving forward. I guess they understand it takes a little bit longer for government to move. So I'm thinking they're starting out the right way. So we'll see how it goes.
Burnham said that based on his record with the Assembly, if he is elected, residents can expect him to keep serving local interests.
If I am reelected, people can expect to have me pretty much keep doing exactly the same kind of job that I am doing. And by saying that, I mean given a perspective of a local living in Skagway year-round and being able to put in the 2 cents worth of the just regular Skagway people.
The elections for the Skagway Borough Assembly are October 2nd. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is ramping up safety measures at its Chilkoot River Weir in Haines. Earlier this week, an electric fence was installed along the weir in an effort to keep bears and people separate. The weir is where a Fish and Game employee is stationed to count salmon returning to the Chilkoot River. It's also a preferred spot for bears looking to catch their dinner. The likelihood of seeing the animals draws people to the spot as well. Anthony Krupe is a wildlife biologist with ADF&G. He says the need for an electric fence was recognized several years ago.
With the primary reason of keeping bears and people separated, we're trying to define a boundary that for the safety of the fishing game technicians who run the weir to keep a safe space between the bears and the people working on the weir.
Bears fish in the river, but when they climb up onto the weir, it becomes a safety concern for the department.
Bears have been walking down the weir, and that puts people and bears too close to each other. So the guy trying to do his job has a hard time doing that when there's bears on the same planks as him.
It's not unusual for Fish and Game to use this tool.
We've installed systems like this all over Southeast Alaska, and they are successful in keeping bears away from chickens, around cabins, airplanes, great water systems, things like that.
The electric fence runs the span of the weir on the upstream side. Kruppi says it won't affect the bears' ability to fish.
Bears have full access to feed in front of the weir and catch fish like they have been doing.
And he says it does not introduce a new risk to the well-being of the animals.
A lot of people have been concerned that the bears get electrocuted and then end up drowning, and this in no way is going to cause any long-term harm to the animals, and the wires are set up high enough that the bear only gets in contact with it if it's trying to get onto the weir.
Kruppi says the fence has a low electric current.
The idea is that it gives a pulse wave of electricity, and what that does is when the bear makes contact with that, it gives them a shock, and they learn that that is the boundary that they shouldn't cross.
Right now, Kruppi says it's important to recognize the bears are facing a very low run of pink salmon.
Pink salmon is what the bears on the Chilkoot River really forage on this time of year to put on enough fat to survive hibernation. So with only 5,000 fish having gone through the weir so far, bears are certainly on edge and really having to compete with each other for access to the spots where they can catch the pink salmon.
Kruppi says the electric fence will stay up as long as the weir is in for this season. But he says if there were to be a problem with it, the tool would be immediately taken out. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.